This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Welcome to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast, a relaxing and informative show where we explore anxiety, panic, and PTSD, sharing how you can overcome them for life.
Aloha! Welcome back to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. I'm your host and coach, Gina Ryan, and I am so happy to be with you again today as together we can consider the many ways to bring your mind and body back to its natural peace and calm. In today's episode, I'm talking about how to float through anxiety the Claire Weeks way. And this is part two of the floating episodes. And if you haven't listened to episode 1020, that one was also about floating. You may want to listen to that too. So how do you float? How do you float in the water? Have you ever tried to teach someone to float in the water? An adult, children and babies actually float a lot more easily because they just can let go. It is not easy with adults or older children because we have been trained to think about a lot of things that could possibly be happening when we let our feet up off the bottom of the pool or the ocean floor and putting our head back in the water. You know, our imagination takes over. How can I do that? What will happen? And we tense up, and it's very difficult because it's not about what to do as much as it is about what not to do, about not doing, about letting go. When we're anxious, if we're in an anxious state or state of panic, letting go is not intuitive. We are tensed down. We believe we have to find out what's going on. We have to solve it. We have to figure out what to do, make it go away. And it's tense, and that is not going to help you float. So I think when we are learning about floating through anxiety, I believe that practicing when you are in a good state of mind or a good place will really help you to call up that floating state when you need it the most. It'll help you get there more easily. So practice what we're talking about today on smaller things in your life, and you will be able to use it when you really feel an anxious state coming on. But practice with the little stuff, like right now. You can practice floating right now. Let those muscles go. Everything from your face, all of it, your hands, your arms, your legs, your midsection, let it all relax. Just like you were going to lay back in the water, let your feet up off the bottom of the pool or the ocean floor and float. If you tense up, it's hard. If you tense up, you tend to sink. That's why people can't swim well when they're panicking out in the water. All of a sudden, you're not floating. Got to relax. So practice this throughout the day, when you're driving, when you're cooking, whatever you're doing, you're at work on the computer, just see if you can have a little heads up somehow to remind yourself, oh, I'm just going to float for a second. A couple seconds of just letting all those physical muscles go. Maybe you can't corral the wild thoughts that are happening in your head, but you can. You can relax your muscles consciously. So this is why we practice this. And remember, practice makes progress. So it'll be a little bit at a time, but do it. You don't really have to learn to float when you're in the water, but it is interesting to teach someone who feels that they can't do it. We didn't learn. I mean, you put a baby in the water, they float. And you put a log in the water, it floats. And so can a person. You put them in the water, they can float. But what we often have trouble with is that we get in our own way. And how do we do that? We go to our mind. We overthink how to do it. You know, we got to make a project out of it. How do you do this? And our anxious mind might go to, that can't work. What do you mean I'm going to put the back of my head in the water and let my feet go off the bottom of the pool? We overthink it. Like, how could that work? How can this be possible? What we have to learn how to do is to not get in our own way, and how to let the floating happen organically. It really does happen. Once you have practiced it, you will notice that it's coming up in you easily. So this is a place of letting go. And like I have said before, this is not a place that anxious people go to. Letting go is not the place they hang out in. I know this firsthand. We are tense when we are anxious. That's why we're anxious. We're tense. And the anxious person has to relearn how to let go of this tense fight or flight stance that we hold. We hold it as if we were guarding a castle. We are always in the ready mode to fight or flee. And it may be low enough grade that you don't notice it, but it's there. It could be just bubbling and simmering in the background. That's why I say, just let those muscles relax again. Get used to going there. Get used to going to that relaxed place. You can relax your muscles on purpose. So we want to let go of that tense fight or flight stance in order to both float in the water and to float through anxiety panic. A log doesn't have to make it happen. It just floats as long as it's in water. And people will float too if they lie down in the water. Yes, it can feel unnatural. And it can feel counterintuitive to the beginner, but floating can become second nature with some practice, both in the water and with your anxiety. But people, unlike logs, often find it hard to let go and to trust in their body's natural ability to float. Their fear, their mistrust, and apprehension will lead them to think their way into floating. But thinking is not what we need to do. They try to do things, they try to stay afloat, and what is needed is not more thinking, not more things to do, but to let go. Just like, again, right now, with your muscles, let them go. Just get used to doing it. Doing, fixing, figuring out why, or finding the right thing is not floating. That's how to sink. That's how to stay tense. That's how to stay anxious. Falling deeper into the stress that you are trying to get through by doing, fixing, figuring out why, or trying to find the exact right thing to do. That's taking you deeper, deeper into the stress that you are trying to get through. Trying to teach someone to float, you might have to give them a few little instructions, right? Lay back, lay your head on the water, you know, the back of your head on the water. Let your ears even get in the water. Lay your arms and legs out and lie still. But the most important part of the idea of floating in the water is to do nothing, to let go. And it's the same is true with floating through anxiety. We want to do nothing. We want to let go. And we want to let time pass. This is no small feat for the anxious person. I know that. I have been in your shoes. Compassion and kindness toward yourself or the anxious person that you are around is definitely in order. We want to be kind. Do not throw yourself under the bus because you don't know how to float. Will that help you to float in the water or through anxiety? Nope. So no throwing yourself under the bus. Be kind. You can feel it even when you say kindness and compassion toward ourselves will help us. Nothing is gained by being hard on ourselves as we learn to float. I want you to smile, give yourself a break, and let go of your tense muscles on purpose as best you can. I have found the beauty of today's sponsor, OneSkin, to be, first off, how easily these products work together and fit into any skincare routine, including mine. Next, the medical-grade ingredients in the OS1 Face Moisturizer and OS1 Eye Cream make skin look visibly smoother and clearer, and right away you're going to feel your skin softer and more hydrated. So if you're tired of cycling through ineffective skincare trends and overcomplicated routines, then I'm excited to share with you OneSkin. Their products make it easy to keep your skin healthy while looking and feeling your best. No complicated routine, no multi-step protocols, just simple, scientifically validated solutions. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company by focusing on the cellular aspects of aging. OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger longer. Get started today with 15% off using code ACP at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code ACP. After your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. I'm excited to share today's sponsor, Prolon Life. If you have ever considered water fasting for the incredible health benefits, you are going to love Prolon 5-Day. Thousands of doctors now recommend Prolon to support healthy blood sugar and cardiovascular health. Prolon Life is a plant-based nutrition program. It nourishes the body while making cells believe that they're fasting. This induces autophagy or autophagy, the body's internal cellular repair and recycling pathway, which has been linked to improved health and reduced disease. Its scientific formulations provide precise macro and micronutrient ratios that provide the maximum amount of nutrients the body will allow before triggering its nutrient sensing pathways, otherwise promoting growth and accelerating aging. Right now, Prolon is offering the Anxiety Coaches podcast listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Go to prolonlife.com/ACP. That's prolonlife.com/ACP for this special offer. Prolon L Nutra. That's prolonlife.com/ACP. So what are some practical steps to keep in mind when floating our way through anxiety and panic? Well, floating through anxiety, as Claire Weeks taught, involves several key principles and techniques. So first up would be acceptance. We have to acknowledge and accept the presence of the anxiety without trying to resist or fight against it. So we're going to see that it's there. We're going to acknowledge it. We don't pretend it's not there. We don't distract ourselves so that we don't have to see it. Put our fingers in our ears and close our eyes. No, we don't need to do that. We can recognize that anxiety is a natural response and that trying to suppress it can intensify the experience. So accept it. Next up would be allowing. Allow the anxious thoughts to be there. Let it be there. They're there. Let the sensations be there and let the feelings come and go without trying to control or suppress them. That's us doing again, right? That's not floating. It's doing, controlling, suppressing, making it go away, finding the answer. Why is it here? Just let that go. Allow them to be there. They're not hurting you. Avoid engaging in the mental struggles or attempting to analyze the cause of these anxious feelings, thoughts, or sensations. Next up is non-resistance. We want to refrain from reacting fearfully to anxious symptoms. Instead of adding the second fear by worrying about the anxiety or its consequences, practice staying calm and allowing the sensations to pass naturally. So we're not resisting it, and we're not adding with our resistance the second fear, which would add more fuel to the fire. So no resistance. Let it be there. It's okay. You're okay. Next would be observation. So what do we want to observe? We want to observe the physical and emotional sensations of anxiety, but we do it with detached curiosity. Now, being curious is awesome because the mind does great with curiosity. It likes it. It keeps us in our rest and digest side of our nervous system. It's almost like the antidote to anxiety, curiosity, and detachment also. So when we have detached curiosity, we can look at what's going on. We can notice where in our body we feel the tension or we feel the discomfort and observe the thoughts that arise without becoming entangled in them because we're just being curious. Next up is patience. I know this is not something that is intuitive to the anxious soul either, but understand that overcoming anxiety takes time and practice. So be patient with yourself and recognize that progress may be gradual. Avoid expecting immediate results or perfection. Don't put a timeline on your anxiety clearing or healing. Just let it be what it is. You will get there. But a timeline or an expectation of a particular result or perfection is not going to be helpful. You can add patience. Next up would be self-compassion. I know I talked about that. I want you to treat yourself with kindness and compassion throughout this whole process. Understand that experiencing anxiety does not make you weak or flawed. Practice self-care and self-encouragement. Be kind to yourself, as kind as you would be to your friend or a little one who was struggling with the same kind of thing. Desensitization. Okay, through repeated exposure to anxiety-provoking situations or sensations, while practicing acceptance and non-resistance, we will gradually desensitize to the experience of anxiety. Over time, the intensity and frequency of the anxiety may diminish. And this is just like what I was talking about with my elevator experience. We desensitize by floating while we are in the particular situation or thought or bodily sensation that is working us up. If we can feel it rising, the anxiety rising, and we can practice our muscles relaxing as we ride it out, we will eventually desensitize from that situational kind of anxiety. And we actually many times sensitize ourselves to our own bodily sensations. Like if you get a flutter in your heart and you had health anxiety, you think, oh my gosh, you know, I'm having a heart issue. Well, so you are sensitized to that, and that gives you the second fear then. Oh my goodness, now what is going to happen? And there we go, right? That's a ticket to down the wormhole. So we do want to desensitize. We want to be with it and be okay with being with it. It's okay. I'm going to ride this out and we'll see where it goes. Just chill with it. I know it sounds simple and I know how hard it is. I am not telling you this is easy, but if you can bring these things up and practice them, you'll get through. You can also educate yourself about anxiety and all of the physiological processes. Like if you understand that anxiety is a normal bodily response, this can really help to demystify the experience and help you to reduce your fear response to it. And of course, you want to practice mindfulness techniques such as our relaxed breathing, our longer, slower exhale. Please keep up your meditation practice and do the body scan. All of these can help you to cultivate present moment awareness and develop a greater sense of calmness and groundedness. Now, you heard me mention letting time pass a few times today, and I will be sure to cover that fully also before too long, because that too is often very overlooked as a part of moving through anxiety and panic. So remember, with Claire Weeks's words, face, accept, float, and let time pass. We're going to get through this. And now for today's quote. Your aim is to float through your anxiety rather than fight it or to think your way out of it. And that's from Claire Weeks. I'll be back in a few more days with another podcast. Until then, be well and aloha.
Thanks so much for joining us for today's episode of the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. Find more information at theanxietycoachespodcast.com.